Listener-supported WGLT Normal and Radio Munson. I'm glad you're along this evening. Here's Diana Craw.
Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand.
Standing on the corner, all full of jive. But you know that you're my boy, so I'm forced to give you five.
Shabby-yada. Hit that jive, Jack. I put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, Jack. I put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, Jack. I put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand.
Standing on the corner, all full of jive. But you know that you're my boy, so I'm forced to give you five.
Shadi-yada. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand.
Singer-pianist Diana Krall with a little nod toward Nat King Cole, who first recorded that song. In fact, Nat wrote it, Hit That Jive, Jack. So we give Nat Cole five for that. Russell Malone, of course, is the guy playing guitar. And Paul Keller played bass for Diana, that 1996 recording. And it brings us into hour number two of the Radio Munson West Jazz Lounge tonight. Only lounge music tonight. I think the term lounge act has become a pejorative term over the course of the last couple of decades. And we're out to set that straight tonight. There are a lot of great jazz musicians who played the lounges and aspired to nothing more. I mean, they did very well. In fact, that's where a lot of jazz fans like preferred to go to hear their music rather than a big auditorium or an outdoor venue of some kind. Here's a guy that played in a lot of those venues in Los Angeles. His name was Bobby Troup. Became an actor and a singer, a jazz pianist, and a songwriter as well. He grew up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and went to the Wharton School at University of Pennsylvania, graduated with an econ degree, and enlisted in the Marines when World War II broke out. But before he went, he had written this song that he got published, and it became the first hit attributed to Bobby Troup. I think it was Sammy Kaye's band that recorded it, although Bobby did it in the clubs a lot himself. It was this one.
Listen while I tell you about a gal named Daisy May. They called her Lazy Daisy May. Her reputation, I'm afraid, is all that people say. Midnight begins her working day. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. She had a man rich, tall, dark, handsome, large and strong, to whom she used to sing this song. Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Daddy, won't I look swell in sables closed with Paris labels? Daddy, you ought to get the best for me. Here's an amazing revelation with a bit of stimulation. I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration, Daddy. I want a brand new car, a champagne caviar, Daddy. You ought to get the best for me. For our nightly rendezvous, how about a hideout on Park Avenue? Here's a not too subtle hint. I got what you want, you got them. And so, Daddy, I want a sucking tub of sweet dessert to give me a rub. Daddy, Daddy, you ought to get the best for me.
Bobby Troup wrote that song, then enlisted in the Marines. And after his discharge in 1945, he got in a car with his then first wife and drove cross country to Los Angeles to make his mark as a songwriter and a singer in the clubs. And he wrote a song about the trip, actually. Gave it to Nat King Cole when he got there. And, well, you know what happened when Nat Cole recorded it. But when Bobby Troup entertained in Los Angeles during his movie career in the clubs, years later, he always had to sing this one.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, looks mighty pretty, you'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino, won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
That's Bobby True. He wrote that song driving probably right down past Bloomington Normal on his cross-country trip from his hometown of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, en route to Los Angeles. 1945, he'd just gotten back from the war. The ex-Marine penned that song, and Nat King Cole made it famous. And Bobby sang it every time he went out and performed in any club the rest of his life. One of his wives, I don't know how many he had, but he had at least two. One of them was Julie London, the actress, and the two of them starred in a TV series for a couple of years called Emergency. It was just a fairly well-received movie. We're going up to Milwaukee now for clarinetist Chuck Hedges on Radio Munson, all relaxed with a bunch of his homeboys, with Buckwalder playing vibes, Gary Meisner on piano, Dave Sullivan on guitar, Mike Britz on bass, and Andy LaDuca playing drums and sugar. Thank you.
Now we would like to bring to the stage the one and only Miss Carmen McRae.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? What can I do to prove it to you I'm sorry? I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I was all wrong. But right or wrong, I don't blame you. How could I take somebody like you and change you? I know that I made you proud, and I'm so sorry, dear. What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? So sorry. I know that I made you cry. I'm so sorry, dear. What can I say? Tell me, what can I say? What can I say after I say I'm sorry?
Carmen McRae at Birdland West, Long Beach, California. That was Jack McDuff playing organ, Red Holloway's alto saxophone, Phil Upchurch on guitar, John Clayton on bass, and Paul Humphrey playing drums, recorded in 1967. We don't have any room in the studio for the big bands tonight. We're playing the small groups, and we're going to the lounges and the smoky jazz clubs with more intimate seating. Here's a guy who was around the big bands for quite a while during their latter years. His name is Dave Frischberg. He plays guitar, and he's still until recent years anyway, was an on-call pianist for a lot of smaller groups. Dave Frischberg was a songwriter first, piano player second, and a singer maybe sixth or seventh by his own admission. He's 83 years old now, lives in St. Paul, Minnesota. He wrote a song about a guy who traveled with the big bands and just was so glad to be there. He knew he wasn't good enough to be a soloist. He just wanted to be around these guys and be able to stay with the band. Dave Frischberg sings his own song.
I want to be a side man, just an ordinary side man. I go along for the ride, man. Responsibility free. I want to fill behind the vocal, the double out flute, and jam on the blues. I want to go and join the local, buy a dark suit and start paying dues. I want to maintain my book in neatly numbered order. I want to listen to Lester Young on my recorder. I want to play while the people dance. I want to press my own coat and pants. I want to ask for an advance. I want to be a sideman. A side man, just a highly qualified man, a professional pride man, old indispensable me. I can cut whatever comes up and fake and transpose and won't make a fuss. I want to set the vibes and drums up, sight read the shows and sleep on the bus. I want to spend all my time with music and musicians. I want to go out and grab a smoke on intermissions. I want to sleep in the afternoons and let the leader call all the tunes. I want to be young. I want to have fun. I want to be a side man. I want to work for a superstar. I want to hang in the hotel bar. I want to be young. I want to have fun. I want to be a side man.
That's Dave Frischberg, songwriter supreme, a hip songwriter. In fact, he wrote a song called I'm Hip once upon a time. It was a great, it was just a great, funny, you know, he does a lot of hip stuff. One of my favorites was Sweet Kentucky Ham, which a lot of people have recorded by now. Maybe his best known one is the one done by Jessica Mulaski. Every time she appears at the Oak Room at the Algonquin Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. On this one occasion, she brought Dave Frischberg, the writer of the song, in to play piano for her.
I'm impressed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with his influential friends. He's got very big connections, so I follow his directions. Bernie knows his way around, and so I always do what Bernie recommends. I am blessed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with the way he runs the store. He's got Dodger season boxes and an office full of foxes. It's amazing all the different things your average gal could use a lawyer for. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign. I'm in touch with my attorney, Bernie. In a clutch, he can speed right to the scene. Well, if I'm locked up in a jail with just one phone call for my bail, he says to call his club collect or deal directly with his answering machine. And when I die, he buys wine from the rare imported rack. That's 'cause Bernie is a purist, not your polyester tourist. Bernie waves the glass around a while and takes a sip and always sends it back. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign. I admire my attorney, Bernie. I admire anyone who knows their stuff. Sure, we blew a couple ventures with the counterfeit debentures, but you win a few, you lose a few. Like Bernie says, you keep on hanging tough. Thanks to you, my attorney, Bernie. Thanks to you, I'm considered well-to-do. Yeah, we made out like a bandit, just exactly like you planned it. But like Murray, my accountant, told me yesterday, I owe it all to you. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign, we sign on the dotted line.
Jessica Mulaski with Dave Frischberg at the Oak Room in the Algonquin Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Here on Radio Munson, where it's lounge night tonight, here's a great trio featuring Derek Smith on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Bobby Rosengarten on drums, doing a thing associated with the Basie Band. This time a trio does it. It's called Shiny Stockings. Thank you.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low. Hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro. Dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes so brown. Hearts are light and lights are bright in dreamy Chinatown.
That's Chris Connor with Stan Free playing piano, Mundell Lowe on guitar, George DeVivier playing bass, and Ozzie Johnson was the drummer in that session. She recorded that a couple of times, Chinatown, My Chinatown. On Radio Munson, you know, our email address is don at wglt.org. We have a Facebook page, and that is Radio Munson. You go to facebook.com and then Radio Munson. And what am I leaving? Oh, some of our shows are archived. All of them are, as a matter of fact. When you go to WGLT.org, click on Music and Radio Munson, and you'll find them there. Here's a jazz pianist and very unique singer. Well, I guess either you're unique or you're not unique. It's an absolute. You can't be very or slightly unique. Either you are or you aren't. Bob Dorrell was unique. He, near the end of his singing career, was playing the Iridium nightclub down in the basement there in Midtown Manhattan. Here he is during his younger years.
Do you believe in charms and spells, in mystic words and magic wands and wishing wells? Don't look so wise, don't show your scorn. Watch yourself, I warn you. Hide your heart from sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh, and down, down, down you'll tumble. Keep an eye on spring, run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. Now all I did was wonder how her lips would be, and it happened to me. drops a sigh, and down, 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 down you'll tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you, or even you. I'm telling you, brother, take for instance how I got it. Well, you know, all I did was wonder how her lips would be. Oh my, oh me. And it happened to me. And I'm telling you, brother, it's really something crazy.
A hip singer with an Arkansas, Texas twang. Pretty good combination. Bob Dorrell. Earlier in his career. Bob's 93 now. And in fact, if you're in New York City this weekend, you can catch him. Jazz at Kitano on Park Avenue at, I think, 38th Street. Saturday night, he'll be there with a trio. He, along with Blossom Dearie, did a lot of songs for the TV series Schoolhouse Rock. Remember that? Conjunction, Junction. And a lot. I mean, it was some good stuff. Bob Dorrell. He's a treasure. Here's Daryl Sherman, who plays piano, mostly around New York City. She's a New Englander, and she's doing an old song called Squeeze Me here with John Cacuzzi playing vibes, and Randy Sankey on trumpet, Randy Reinhardt on trombone, Bobby Gordon's unmistakable clarinet, and James Trillo plays some guitar.
Doggone sweet on me. Daddy, you're the only one I see. You know I need but you, 'cause you're my man. You love me like no one can. Something about you I can't resist. Kiss me, Daddy, I stay kissed. Oh, Daddy, squeeze me again. Oh, honey, don't stop till I tell you when. Now, honey, squeeze me and kiss me some more. Joe, Cupid is standing close by. Oh, honey, don't let your sweet baby cry. Just pick me up on your knee. I just get so you know, ooh, when you squeeze. Thank you. and kiss me some more, just like you did before. Your baby Cupid is standing close by. Oh, Daddy, don't let your sweet baby cry. Just pick me up on your knee. I get so, you know, ooh, when you squeeze me. I just get so, you know, when you squeeze me.
Isn't that a great song? Fats Waller wrote that song, composed it, and Clarence Williams is credited with writing the lyrics, although it's generally believed that Andy Rassif, Fats Waller's a longtime songwriting partner, in fact, wrote the lyrics. That was Daryl Sherman doing the vocal, playing some piano, and John Cacuzzi playing soft vibes behind her. Randy Sankey is a guy playing trumpet, and Bobby Gordon on clarinet, James Trillo playing guitar. Harry Warren wrote a great song that Glenn Miller's band recorded called I Know Why and So Do You. This is Chuck Redd playing vibes, this time with George Mraz, the great bassist with a long bass solo, and Gene Bertoncini on guitar. Thank you. Chuck Redd on vibes, George Mraz on bass, and Gene Bernicini on guitar on Radio Munson. It's been sort of fun doing a show tonight of lounge acts. I love them. I hope you do too. We've been to a number of venues this evening, and we're going to clear out the room here and just let Dave McKenna play us out playing piano. Another Radio Munson next Thursday night, 7 to 9 Central on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend, and thanks for sharing the memories.